this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about how we took a client from $1,000 per day in sales to $3,000, $4,000, $7,000, and then ultimately crossing $10,000 per day in sales for their e-commerce company. We're going to talk about Facebook ads, a little bit about the behind the scenes. Let's have some fun and dive on in to this episode right now. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, this is me, your host. Super stoked to talk a little bit about Facebook ads today because I feel like a lot of people have been asking questions about them lately. I feel like suddenly everyone wants to know about Facebook ads, and I'm realizing more and more that the trainings that are out there are leaving a lot of gaps. So I'm super excited to talk about them a bit. Now, one of the things that I first and foremost want to like caution you guys against is that a lot of people who talk about Facebook ads, number one, they may make it sound like it's really easy. Anyone who says like Facebook ads are so easy, oh my gosh, run. That is a sign that someone is trying to sell you a course. Now, can this actual steps of Facebook ads be created, simplified? Yes. Facebook ads steps, technically speaking, can be simplified. But I want to be clear that Facebook ads themselves, getting them to convert, making sure that the offer converts, making sure that you know how to scale, write great copy, create the right images, target the right audience, like it is not actually that easy itself. While each of the individual elements can be more simple than a lot of people make them, the foundations are fairly simple. It is not as easy as some people make it sound. So I want to be very clear about that. Now, a couple of things about this client. First and foremost, when they came to us, they had a converting offer. Note that they were doing about $1,000 per day in sales before they came to us. I want to be so clear about that because you cannot very easily scale a dud. Like, I mean, let's just think about it this way. If you opened a package and inside of the package was a steaming little turd, you wouldn't be like, oh, I want more of this. Think of a non-converting offer and funnel as like a steaming little turd. You don't want to scale a turd. Could you scale it? Maybe, but you still don't want more of that. So you want to instead work with offers, funnels, things that already have a track record of conversion, because Facebook ads are basically an accelerant. They can speed things up. So this client came to us. They specifically were in the faith-based clothing and apparel with an online store or e-commerce, and they had a bunch of really hot items. Like, have you guys seen those faith t-shirts? They're like a sideways faith that's like shaped like a cross. That's what they sold. And so they came to us and we scaled them from $1,000 per day ultimately to $10,000 per day just by doing a couple of key things. But before we dive on into this, what I want to be clear about is that everything I'm sharing here is tactic-based. This is not the actual foundations. A tactic is something that will not give you the end result you're looking for. It is something that is only there to enhance something that is already performing. So for example, like if you went into a house where, let's say, the foundation of the house was off and the walls kept cracking over and over again, if you were to try to paint the wall to fix the cracks in the walls, anyone who knows anything about houses knows that that doesn't actually fix A, the foundation, B, the cracks in the walls. If anything, now you're just going to have layers of paint over the cracks in the walls and they will probably crack again very, very soon, right? Anyone experience this? The same thing is true if you try to use tactics in Facebook ads without having a clear foundation for the strategies that you're going to use, clear foundations for the skills that you're going to implement, okay? So everything that I'm teaching here is the equivalent of paint. Paint only works on a wall if you already have a rock solid foundation, okay? So feel free to take notes if you're like, listen, I don't understand the foundations of Facebook ads, I don't have a track record for success, then head on over to confidentialannouncement.com and enter your email there, because there's some big announcements and huge value coming your way very, very, very soon. So head to confidentialannouncement.com. All right, so for this client, one of the things that we did that was very powerful was we were able to identify what their top converting ads were from the past, and just simply grabbed the images and the offers that have converted the best in the past and add new copy and new creatives. One thing I used was a really cool app. I think it's like $7, maybe $5, maybe up to 10, and it's called Kira Kira Plus, K-I-R-A-K-I-R-A Plus. Kira Kira Plus is awesome because it adds this like shiny shimmering effect to any photos that you upload into it, and there's several different settings. I am obsessed with them. I think that they're great. So use Kira Kira Plus to take images that have already performed in the past and make them extra cool. What I loved about this is one of their images was like that Faith shirt. And so the writing is like white and it's cursive. And so when I put the Kira Kira Plus effects on top of those t-shirts, basically what happened that was really neat was it made the entire t-shirt's like logo look like it was sparkling, and it grabbed people's attention. It was really, really cool. So we added that to their top performing ads from the past, and that crushed it. It was really exciting. Then when it comes to the copy for these ads, we added in a lot of emojis that grabbed attention and even said things like, give this a thumbs up if, and I get that people say like, oh, those are things that Facebook doesn't like, that's engagement bait. I'm gonna give you guys a heads up. Even though technically Facebook says that they don't like engagement bait, the truth of the matter is it works, and Facebook wants things that works and that gets people engaged. So I'm just gonna give you guys that little heads up on the side. No, that's not an official announcement or anything, but adding in emojis, a line of emojis, adding for faith-based, we added Bible verses into the beginning of our ads, and that pulled people in. Those all worked so well. In fact, to the point where sometimes I'm like, I would love to do another faith-based client, because that was super fun and I know that audience so well since that's like my background and my upbringing. And so it was kind of fun to experiment with that. Another thing that we did a lot of is we started testing their ads in different countries, and we were surprised by how well those worked. It was actually very fun. This was also the first place where we started really using dynamic ads, because they had a lot of products. And so dynamic ads are neat because you can retarget people who visited your e-commerce store and added to cart. And now you can put in front of them the specific items that they looked at and abandoned the cart with. It's so, 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 so powerful. A few other things that we did, and I will say that there was one big point of contention between the client and us, and I'm going to be so transparent about this, and that was they didn't want us to use their existing performing ads. They said, do not use our existing performing ads to scale. We want you guys to create stuff, and I get that, totally get that, but I'm going to say straight up that I 1000% disagree with that methodology. If something's working, use it. It doesn't matter who created it. It doesn't matter if it was already in the ad account. I stand by this over and over and over again. If something works, use it. If something works, use it. And so that was a tension point between the client and us. And I was like, God, you guys, we've got to use these already performing ads. Like, we can scale better than anyone can. Why don't you let us use this one that's performing? And they were big into saying like, no, don't do that. So that was a little difficult, but at the same time, I was like, it's going to be okay. Another thing that we did as well that was really neat is we targeted their hottest audiences, meaning people who like had already purchased, with new offers and with incentives. So for example, we have this new t-shirt, and now we're, you know, we're for our loyal customers only, we're going to offer, it was like, we're going to offer a free ring. And it was like a ring that they were able to drop ship pretty easily, so it was cheap. And so we spent like $134 on ads for that client, and that one ad generated $1,100 in sales. So an 8.5x ROAS, which, truth be told, you're fighting a lot more for profit margins with e-commerce. You have to be careful with what offers you scale, et cetera. It's very, very, very difficult. But this was a really fun experience. I loved this so much. Like I said, within about, I think it was like 2 or 3 months, we scaled this client from 1K per day to 10K per day. And they were super stoked about those results. And we had a ton of fun on these projects. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Like I said, we're going to be talking a bit more about Facebook ads. You might be able to guess what my confidential announcement is about. Oh, I'm the worst at keeping secrets in the whole world. Go to confidentialannouncement.com and make sure to sign up so you don't miss any of the announcements on their way. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.